Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 19th day of October 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Daniel Estulin, of course, award-winning author, investigative journalist, who wrote the best-selling book, The Bilderberg Club, Now published in the United States for the first time in a new edition with photos from the last 2 years, Bilderberg, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. He has traveled from his country of Spain. He is a native of Canada to the United States for a book tour, and we have him first today. And yes, we also have 200 of his new book that isn't even released yet. But we were just got it in, and we were given the green light to release it, and we are releasing it. And so you can get it here first, on sale nowhere but InfoWars.com. Interesting little footnote there for you. He will be joining us, one of the premier experts on the Bilderberg Group and one of the main experts that we consult in the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that will debut on the internet at prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv on the 26th of October at midnight. At midnight. October 26th, right when October 25th ends, it will be available at midnight. October 26, 7.5 days away, basically, ladies and gentlemen. So we are very, very close to the release of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. All right. Oil futures surpass $90 a barrel. IMF badmouths the dollar in open attack on American middle class. Dollar stays near record euro low. Dollar hits new low against euro. This is the news today. A horrifying article. Chinese growth to overtake U.S. next year. And that's with puffed numbers here in the U.S. They actually overtook us years ago. In real growth, not just in currency printing. I spent quite a bit of time last night and today researching a new CNN special, Worldwide Investigation, that they are calling Earth in Crisis. Planet in Peril. There's two different specials. And that dovetails with this out of the Washington Post today. Power plant rejected over carbon dioxide emissions for the first time. That is a staggering development. I mean, I was staggered by it when I saw it a few hours ago. Staggered is the operative word. And I'm going to get into that early in this hour. China has hijacked Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo traffic. Basically, any traffic for the three largest websites, three largest conglomerates controlling more than half the web's total traffic. Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo in China, the world's largest internet market now, they just direct everything to the government's controlled websites. I think that's kind of cute for Google and Microsoft and Yahoo because they've groveled before the commissariats in the death center of China, the New World Order death model. And so they're now enjoying the criminality of the inter-communist party, the fat, bloated, trillionaire pigs that feed off the Chinese people. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We're here live, Central Standard Time, 11 to 2 weekdays. And as if that isn't enough, as if 15 hours a week or more of broadcast time isn't enough, I come in every Sunday evening from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I guess that would be 5 to 7 Eastern. And we now have been doing for about almost a year a syndicated transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, Sunday evenings as well. So that is coming up live this Sunday evening. We hope you'll join us on one of our AM and FM affiliates from Norfolk, Virginia, to Kansas City, out to California, to right here in Austin, Texas, on KLBJ 590, upstate New York, Illinois. I think we've got 15 affiliates now picking up the Sunday show. And then, of course, you can also tune in via WWCR, Worldwide Shortwave, on the Sunday transmission, just as you can do with a weekday show, and the internet at InfoWars.com. Don't forget our new website. It is exploding up the Alexa and other StatBrain charts. It is truthnews.us under the steerage, under the captainship of Kurt Nemo. And I'm finishing up the release of Endgame and Loose Change Final Cut. And as soon as that's done, we're going to next year focus mainly on internet and news videos. with Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Ryan Slickeyes, and Aaron Dykes, and others that we're going to be recruiting to expand our assault in defense of the Republic and free peoples on a planetary basis against the forces of the New World Order. But I do salute Kurt Nimmo for the excellent work, the articles, the blurbs, the posts, the videos, the news that he is integrating into truthnews.us. And I also want to thank you, the listeners, that have energized truthnews.us by spreading the word about it, and I am extremely excited about its explosive growth. That is, again, extremely exciting because that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, is realizing how life and death it really is, realizing how disgusting our enemies are, realizing they're giving us no quarter. Okay? And if you don't know what no quarter means, that would, the olden days, if you said somebody was cheating you in business, or you said somebody disrespected your wife, or you just wanted to get them out of the way, and you thought you could fight them to the death a little bit better than they could, you thought your swordsmanship was better, and this has been in cultures for thousands of years, you just invite them outside, and they couldn't really refuse or be humiliated, and you tell them, no quarter. I'm giving you no quarter. Because generally, you would give quarter if you'd already hacked someone's arm off or stabbed them, and they were probably already going to die. And they said, quarter, quarter, please. You know, I give up. Mea culpa. I surrender. White flag. No quarter means no quarter. When you hit the ground, they're going to keep slashing and keep stabbing until your lifeblood pours out on the flagstones. They're giving us no quarter. Again, let me explain that to you. They have declaratively said we are their sworn enemies. They have declaratively called us a cancer. They have announced their deliberate intention to wage all-out systematic war against humanity. A predatory, degenerate, malfunctioning, aberrant elite. They are the true cancer by every yardstick. And they are announcing us the cancer and waging war against us, and I just sit here in dumbfound amazement as incredible science fiction-type things are happening all around us every day. It's just unbelievable. More movement in markets, more movement culturally, more crises developing, coming to the head in a week than we would see in a year 10 years ago. And this is just the beginning of the jump point. This is just the beginning of the acceleration into whatever it is we're going into. And let me tell you, I'm forecasting, looking into the murk, and it doesn't look too good. It does not. I mean, I'm literally bracing. It feels like the few times I lost control of a vehicle and flew off the highway. I've been in a few bad wrecks. When I was younger, I liked to speed demon around. As I got older, I got ran into a tornado one time and blew me off the road. But it's that slow motion where you're spinning off the highway at 50-60 miles an hour. In the case a few years ago when the tornado out in Johnson City blew us off the road, we didn't know that until state police pulled up minutes later and said, you know, that was a tornado. It just tore up that barn. Tornado knocked you off the road. That other car got blown off and they saw it, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, long story short, everything slowed down. We only spun once off the road, flying back down a 30-foot embankment into oak trees, and I had time to grab the steering wheel, look at my dad, and say, bark it out, brace for impact. But that 5 seconds, 3 or 4 seconds, I don't know, it seemed like a minute and a half, slow motion. I remember going, brace for impact. And that's what every day is like here. I'm just like, oh, no. And I'm seeing this horrible things happening to our country, irreparable. I mean, massive insults to the core organs of a nation. Terminal stuff. And in the slow motion, I look at the general public giggling and smiling and tossing their footballs back and forth figuratively at a park with happy blue skies and green grass, and they're just smiling. They just have no idea. Just, oh, it's wonderful. So that means when it finally comes home to them, it's going to be many times worse. If people brace for impact, they're going to be in a better position. But that is not happening. Contrary, I get emails every day, faxes, people on the street going, Alex, you're making it up saying the economy's in trouble. I heard it's doing great. There's a few problems because of them poor people getting loans they shouldn't have. But the stock market's good, and I know I talk about this every day now because it blows me away. They don't understand the basics, that a 63% reduction versus the euro and the pound in the last 7 years, accelerating in the last 6 months, 10 points of that loss the last 6 months, massive acceleration, which is even accelerating more now. Again, it's exponential. And it's so simple. I was on National British Radio yesterday, a national rock and roll music talk show, and the guy got me on and said, you're a nutty conspiracy theorist. There is no plan for North American Union. There is no New World Order. None of it exists. The Bilderberg Group isn't real. And I was going, yes, it is. And he'd say, I haven't seen those documents. I don't believe it. You can just say that. It's not fair if you just claim you have these documents when you don't. I'm like, no, let me tell you where they are. No, let me just cut you off. But that works on the general public. They hear that and they still think there's no NAU. When we have all the documents and the treaty and presidents and prime ministers talking about it and scores of big think tanks and they're merging all the regulations and it's happening and our trade's under foreign courts' control and Mexican trucks are rolling on our streets and they're seizing the infrastructure and we're going under Kyoto Protocol by fiat. And again, you talk to the Republic, they go, Kyoto Protocol, Agenda 21, what's that? I'm like, oh, here, it's right on the UN's website. Oh, sure, they're going to get me. Oh, are there little green men? And I'm like, no, please, listen, please just check the documents. I don't think I'll be checking your documents. Would you get them out of a Cracker Jack box? And the globalists are gauging all of this. They wouldn't be doing any of this if they thought they could get away with it. If they thought they weren't going to get away with it. If they thought that you were going to find out about it. Like, people think that the Federal Reserve is making a decision between Dow and dollar and hoping that the Dow can grow us out of our crises. And that sacrificing the dollar then helps the Dow. But that's a false equation in and of itself. Because that Dow is valued only by the top 30 stocks. And it's valued and enumerated in dollars. So the Dow is fried. All of your major stocks, I mean, your stock could be up 15, 20% on the year. It's down in reality and true value. The only stocks that are really up are your oil stocks and a few technology stocks like Apple and Google. And, when something's up 40, 45% in a year, even with inflation, it's way up. I mean, there are a few winners, but 90-plus percent of them, I'm talking about Dow 30, is down. You start looking at the general indexes, the thousands of stocks that are traded out there, they're in shambles. Companies are going bankrupt left and right. The major home builders reported between 40 and 55% home cancellations. D.R. Horton, the nation's largest home builder, reported 50-plus percent cancellations on homes being built. That is burning down the house, made a Titanic going under. But the public is so brainwashed and so brain damaged that 20 years ago, people would be freaking out already, and down the road, that would mean a lesser crisis. But instead, the mind control is so great that they don't even know what this means. We've never before seen anything like this. And it just means that when they finally find out, when the cattle, as they're called by the elite, finally discover this, they are going to blame people who had nothing to do with it.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 18, 2007, gold, 764, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $787.64, $388.30 for half, and $194.15 for quarter. That's $787.64, $388.30, and $194.15. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. North to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valley.
Welcome back.
He talked to his
instead of harping on this all day, I kind of want to, in the next segment, go over the big picture of what we face economically and what the next phase of new loader operations is going to be. It's very clear what they're going to do. They have several variants of a main plan, but the general plan is congruent. That's how they operate. They have room for adjustments and kind of an ABC plan generally in their ops, but they all go in the same direction and are intertwined, and they have sub-derivations of plans where they adopt subsects of different plans that integrate in. These are very intelligent people we're dealing with, and they go out and call the best and brightest minds and recruit them into their legion of doom, literally. Oil futures surpass $90 a barrel, and oil prices go above $90 a barrel. That's out of the Associated Press. Oil prices surpassed $9 a barrel for the first time Thursday as the falling dollar drew new foreign investors and speculators to dollar-denominated energy futures. Light sweet crude for November. Delivery hit $90.02 in electronic trading Thursday evening before returning to around $89.60 earlier. Prices had risen, and they're rising right now today. Now, I'm hearing neocons, as they've been doing for 5 years, as the dollar's been devalued, saying that evil, dirty Arabs are cheating us, and we need to kill all of them. And yes, it is all about oil. Ha, ha, ha. Let's get it. Okay, the dirty Arabs, as you call them, only get about 20% of the actual money, and that's a few elite families in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, other areas. They even have a deal with Muammar Gaddafi now the last 3 years. They're back in bed with him. So, there's a lot going on. And people say, well, let's just go ahead and go after the Muslims. Well, you're actually paying more because they devalued the currency. The Federal Reserve has nothing to do with Arabs that owns and runs this country. And it expands out from there. So, it's just amazing how the New World Order always blames a scapegoat for everything they engineer, everything they do. The IMF and World Bank and Federal Reserve 2 years ago announced they were going to completely destroy the dollar. They announced why they were going to do it. They said that their plan was to do it gradually. They put it in major publications, but still financial publications that are read by less than 1% of the world population. Financial Times and then more, I don't know the words austere, but kind of rare elitist publications, that they were going to do all this, but that they wanted to gradually destroy the U.S. and raise up the New World Order in its stead, and that the danger was doing it too quickly. Meanwhile, the average American thinks that Iran is orchestrating all this by dumping the dollar. I mean, there's lots of special reports out on that, and in a way, it's true. I mean, you know, maybe 1-2% of what's happening is Iran. Of course, the whole world, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Russia, hundreds of countries are moving out of the dollar. China, Japan, for the first time, is creeping out of the dollar. But then they would have us believe it's because I saw this German television program last night interviewing the heads of the IMF, the World Bank, all these top economists, Nobel Prize winners, and they were being truthful to a point. They were saying, well, we're fat, greedy Americans, and we deserve what's happening, and we just lived outside our means too long, and so now our standard of living is going to completely implode, and that's what the fat Americans deserve. They actually said, well, you know, Americans, basically it's like you got five people on an island, and one's Chinese, one's Japanese, one's Indian, one's Latin American, and the other one's American, and one has the job of cutting firewood, and the Chinese guy has the job of catching the fish, and somebody else has the job of making the camp, and the American has the job of eating the food. But it's more than just that. So when we get back, I'm going to try to walk through it and get into where all this is leading and how we should prepare for it as Americans or Canadians or Brits or anybody else for that matter.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
Well, that's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling. Like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates at the Dawson Rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. and everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. All right, let me just try to get into some information I haven't really covered on this dollar slash oil commodity situation. And again, I am just staggered with amazement that the general public has some type of mental block, subliminal, I don't know, or maybe if one-fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a globe with borders, just without names, then it must mean that the other 50, 60% or so just are quasi-brain dead, and then I guess 20, 30% of us, you know, maybe can find our state. I don't understand it. And what I really don't understand is how they can spin this. Now, remember, for years I've been saying, you watch, they'll blame it on some brokerage house or mortgage lending. They'll blame it on some stock trader in Bangladesh or in Timbuktu, because I study what they did in the 70s, what they did in the 80s, what they did back in the 20s, in the 30s, what they did in the late 1800s. We even got their own bank documents on this going back 100 years ago, where they would stage runs on banks, they would stage a small problem, then do a larger consolidation, and then blame it on the smaller event. I mean, it is the central banks that issued all this credit. It is the central banks that devalued the dollar. It is the central banks that did everything they could to get our industry out of the country to the point of paying corporations to move offshore. You see, the dollar wouldn't be going down if we still had factories and industry, and if the American people personally weren't in so much debt. This is all about a consolidation. And it's been based on fraud. We hear that we have to keep the Dow up because these are good American companies. Almost every one of those Dow 30 are multinational or purely offshore now. They've left the country. Their manufacturing, their factories are offshore. I mean, Walmart isn't trading with China. They are in China. Boeing isn't trading with China. They are in China. Close to 70% of Boeing's operations, the manufacturing, distribution, executive decisions aren't made out of Seattle, Washington anymore. It's all done in communist China. And it's the same with Halliburton. They have officially moved to Dubai. Everybody's moving to Dubai, by the way. I don't mean opening an office. I mean they're shutting down the big Halliburton buildings in Houston. They're pulling up stakes. They're leaving, evacuating. And the yuppies and the good old boys and the wannabe rednecks are strutting around feeling like they're part of the establishment with their cars festooned with American flag regalia. And they're just like, hell yeah, we're attacking Iran, America, oh yeah, fighting for your freedom. And you go, hey, the people running America are dismantling it. They are leaving it. They are looting it. They are sucking it dry. And they just go, what's that? Let me just try to explain it as simply as possible. The New World Order are monopoly men. Everything they do is about destroying markets, consolidating markets, getting control regulatory systems. They are monopoly men. They use big government to destroy their competition. Everything they've done is about deindustrializing, shutting down all the private refineries, shutting down all the private delivery systems from trucking to trains, degrading the base infrastructure through taxation, transferring 75% of investment, stock market, and corporate securities into the hands of multinational corporations. Let me explain. And no one is talking about this. No one takes all the pieces and puts them together. It's not hard. They'll get one piece or another piece. They have taken your tax money and they have invested it in offshore corporations. And I don't mean for your pension funds. That's all on budget. That's a separate book. That generally is about 20% of their actual holdings. And then all they discuss in the news and media is that 20%, and they always put it in the red to then raise taxes or revenue to claim they've got to meet the budget, while they never discuss everything that's off budget. That's a trick a lot of men play with their wives who want a bunch of fancy stuff, and the men want to save things. They just say, honey, our budget, see, we don't have money in our budget. Meanwhile, you know, he's banking all the cash. Or investing it, or paying for a mistress, I don't know. Well, they just have done that with the American people. And you've got over 75% of the tax money you've paid, and all the fees and tolls and everything, has been invested since 1950, starting in Chicago, and then they created the National Association of Counties, Cities, City Managers, put their people in everywhere. They're all in the know. They then revolving door into the corporations they invested in to then, just 5 years after being city manager, to be paid. Then they move from the smaller town into a corporation, out of the corporation for 5 to 10 years, into a bigger city manager job to then do deals, and then back into a higher corporation. It is a spiral upward while we spiral downward. And while they've been doing this, they've now gotten to the point that they don't even need free market. They don't even need jobs anymore. They own everything. There's a few pockets of real estate and private property and investments that some of the nouveau riche and middle class have left. That's a very small part of it, but it's still substantive. And so they're just changing all the laws and to take your pension funds, to take your private property. And they're saying they're going to do this. And they're saying in official British military, Ministry of Defense projections, and Pentagon and RAND Corporation and the CIA's treatise on their own website about the New World Order and the CIA. That's the name of it. I just got reminded of that the other day by Tim here in the office. And they say in there that we are going to really freak out when we find out they totally robbed us. And so they say we've got to put riot police, lots of prisons in place. We've got to heighten the laws, get more people in prison, give people jobs in the prisons and as guards in the prisons. And they say that they're going to totally shift over to this horrible system. And they just cold-bloodedly state it. And we post it, and you can go read it at truthnews.us and infowars.com and everywhere else. And that's why I'm so freaked out, because they're doing everything they said they do. And see, now they own over 75% of all the assets in this country. But most of those assets have now been transferred to foreign hands. Then they implode the dollar by design, say they want a weak dollar, announce they want to drive it down, announce it's going to go down further. 60-something percent isn't good enough. IMF, World Bank, Federal Reserve Chairman, all of them. Paulson, Treasury Secretary, every central bank head. It's all owned by the same people, same conglomerate, same combine. So they can take the money they took out of the U.S., invested in foreign assets in euros that's now surging in the pound. And so they can come back in here at fire sale and buy up the remnants of what's left. And then if you think you're going to hold on to your farm or ranch, they'll take it without just compensation, even when there's minerals on it. You can own a little country farm that they found natural gas on. They'll just come take it. They're announcing they're not going to issue permits to smaller oil companies and gas companies, but they will to the big elite boys. You see, this is hardcore risk. This is global domination. They're down to controlling 2/3 of the board, and there's only a few pieces on the enemy camp left, and those few pieces don't even know they're in a war. You got to love it. We're in the front lines of a war, economic, psychological, spiritual, raining down on us under full assault, and people don't know there's a war. They think the media and the government are their friends. Now, that's really changed. People are finally going, wait a minute, 11% approval rating for Congress, 10% for Cheney, 24% for Bush. Never before been that low. But they know they're being lied to, but they still don't know how or why or who the players are. But the first step has been attained. At least now, and we always said this would happen, when they finally drop the hammer, people would finally wake up. And you are waking up. Oh, yes, you're waking up, and you're going to wake up a lot more. Your silly neighbor who laughs at you and snickers, and or your boss who laughs at you, or your pastor that laughs at you, or your know-it-all husband or wife, or, you know, that neighbor, they're not going to be laughing soon, I assure you. And they'll still be saying you're wrong, even if you give them in writing what's going to happen, but deep down they're going to know. So this is the biggest swindle in history. The world government's being set up so they can globally steal from people, rob from people, implode governments, get populations into loan-sharking debts, so they can forcibly medicate and drug and inject and poison the population and poison the water, so they can purposely take their operations to the next step. Oil futures surpass $90 a barrel. And the media is all telling us it's because refineries broke, or there was a storm in the Gulf, or Humpty Dumpty fell off a wall. He had a great fall. Or a meteorite flew by Jupiter. I mean, every reason in the world, it's real simple. The actual financial elite publications, where they communicate with each other, they're stating it's the dollar. If your dollar is worth less, as the dollar drops a cent, oil goes up a cent. It's very, very simple. But you try again to explain that to the general public, they have a mental block against it. It's dirty Arabs that did it. Or it's a dirty environmentalist. They won't let us drill in Alaska. There is one pipeline from Alaska. Only 20% of the oil is allowed to go to the U.S. That's publicly admitted. 80% goes to Japan and China to build wedges to put us out of business in consolidation. And the big oil companies lobby against further drilling and further expansion because there's too much oil and they want artificial scarcity. And that is a fact. That is in documents. That is in the AP. That is all admitted. Just like it's in the AP, came out in 2000 that they bought up 200-plus refineries and shut them down in the U.S. to artificially create a bottleneck. And here is the horrible news, stunning news that literally shocked me. I say, here it is. Let me dig it up. Here it is. Here it is. Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Washington Post, power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for first time. They don't reject them for spewing lead and mercury into the air. They don't reject them for any of that. No. By the way, this is a smaller company compared to the larger conglomerates. They'll all been given authorization. That's why you look at the big mega energy companies that are actually running all this. You go watch the environmental groups' websites and CNN, the rest of it. It's all brought to you by this oil company, that oil company. It's all a game of monopoly. And they all have a few environmentalists picking their noses, standing out in front of the plant. In fact, they do on the newscast, celebrating this, their big victory. Kind of like in Austin when they stole tens of thousands of acres. One grab was 15,000. I knew the farmers and ranchers. First, they said you can't build anything on it, including a barn, for a decade. It bankrupted all the people, but they kept the taxes up. Then they came to them and said, well, we'll pay you 5 cents on the dollar for that land. It's going to be a 15,000-acre park for Austinites. Well, I'd read all their official documents, the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, SOS. I knew it was to be turned into luxury high-rises and five-star hotels and golf courses and everything else. And now it's all out there. It's all built. And they took the restrictions off, and the kingpins that sat over at Kirk Watson and others are now state senators, and they get to divvy it up. It's the same thing. Same thing with these power plants. And they say, under Kyoto, that we didn't sign on to, but that's being implemented by Fiat, that they're going to decide, see, an oil company wants to come drill on your little piece of land? Mm-mm. Or they want to come through with a lignite mine? Mm-mm. Or they want to do, it's some small company? No. And then the big companies will choose not to drill on yours because they, again, want to shut down the resources and only and create artificial scarcity. On an economy built and designed on fossil fuels, they're then not going to allow alternatives to come in and challenge that. They're going to suppress that while artificially, that is, advanced technologies they already have, new energy systems, cleaner energy systems, they'll suppress that while suppressing the availability of carbon when everything's based on carbon energy sources. And by the way, they say all this in policy reports. And see, now they're listing carbon dioxide, the life gas itself, the co-equal of oxygen. I just breathe a little bit of that delicious stuff. As a deadly pollutant. We'll come back and finish up with what this means. It isn't coming. It's here.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of Army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for first time. Now, they've been passing carbon taxes in Canada. It doesn't just stop with a tax on your fuel or a tax at the wellhead or a tax with the ship tanker that brings the oil over or a tax on the plastic cup you're drinking out of. It is a tax on everything. Let me explain. They have a monopoly over energy, over the carbon-based fossil fuel energy. Now they're going to artificially restrict it while financing the fake peak oil crowd and all the rest of it. In four states, Utah and surrounding areas, they have perfectly clean burning coal, no mercury. The government seized that under Clinton and ordered none of it mined under an executive order. Remember that in 1997? Instead, they mined the mercury-filled stuff out of Texas and everywhere else, but big time East Texas. And then they burn it all over, and then they take the restrictions off in Texas. Last year, Rick Perry did this, off burning it. They don't even have to have the old scrubbers. They actually cut back what they had to have for cleaning it up and reducing emissions. So they're allowed. The government blocks clean burning coal. Then they, and this is happening all over the country, not just Texas, South Carolina, Georgia, the place where they have a lot of coal burning, to go back and to cut the regulations. So I want this for the environmentalists out there to get it through your heads, okay? I know it isn't some sweet polar bear, some little moon bat or something, you know, that they use to make you feel sad and cry, or some burning tree image they show you. I mean, real dangerous stuff going on, okay? Mercury, pumping out, their favorite little... Well, they tell you on the news it's good for you now, so it must be. So they're doing that. That's not a problem. Mercury and lead and all the stuff coming out of the coal chimneys isn't a problem at the power plants all over the place. No. The problem is the carbon dioxide that comes out of it. So we're sorry, you're a smaller multi-billion dollar company compared to the trillion dollar oil giants. We're not going to let you have a new coal plant. Because, see, we want to jack up fuel prices and make you buy it from our coal plants that don't have to have any regulations on them. See, it's all selectively enforced. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment yesterday became the first government agency in the United States to cite carbon dioxide emissions as the reason for rejecting an air permit for a proposed coal-fired electricity-generating plant, saying that the greenhouse gas threatens public health and the environment. The decision marks a victory for environmental groups that are fighting proposals for new fire coal plants around the country. So see, now this is a victory for the energy giants. It's a victory of the globalists.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful